Electronics is not one of my gifts, but I think I can press the little red button. It works. Alrighty. I've talked a little bit about my current trip with David to Uganda, and Angelique talked about some of her experiences there, but something very interesting happened in Uganda that has never happened to me before. I've come up to a pulpit before, and especially when I'm in a new area, that I'll have a message prepared and I'll go up there and the Father will just have me, you know, add something else, or sometime even put the whole message aside and he has me speak about something else. But when I went to Uganda, it happened every day I was there. I had all my messages prepared for a week and I didn't get to give one message that I prepared. Every day the Father gave me something different. We have some of those messages on our website. You could hear them. They're live. You'll hear the translation from there. And they were some really awesome messages that went there to the people. And it's interesting because the very first day, I had planned on speaking about some things about why we keep the Torah and whatnot. And I was praying right before I go off, as I always do, you know, for the Father to bless me with his anointing so I can bless his people. And the first thing he said to me was, before you can tell them anything about me, you have to tell them who I am. And these people, they were not sacred namers. They never heard it before. And actually, after the first message, they had to quickly get us out of there because it seemed a little hostile environment, let's put it that way. You know, it wasn't the best way to start. Every day after that, it was nice because, you know, I was wondering, I went home and prayed that night and said, Father, you know, it's almost like when Moses came to the Israelites to let them go and he comes to Pharaoh, and what happens? Pharaoh says, not only aren't I letting them go, but now they're going to make bricks without straw. Mm-hmm. And he comes to the people and they say, when do we leave? And he says, you're not leaving, and now you have to make bricks without straw. And they said, Moses, may Yahweh judge between me and you. And it's like, what happened? So I went home that night praying and saying, Father, what happened here? But it was interesting because they come up and speak afterwards, and the next day when they were coming to the microphone, instead of saying, praise be to God, they said, praise be to Yahweh. So the message was very received, and they said the problem wasn't what I was saying. They accepted very clearly because I gave the information. The Father's name is Yahweh. Nobody can doubt that. And the Son's name is Yeshua. You know, he's a Hebrew Savior. You know, Acts 27, when Paul's recounting being knocked down on the road to Damascus, what does he say? A man came to me and spoke in the Hebrew tongue and said, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? And he said, who are you? And he said, Yeshua. Jesus is not a Hebrew name. It's a Greek hybrid name, and it's just a fact. It's not to criticize or whatever. But what they said was, that's not the problem. The problem is, whom have we been worshiping for all these years? And I explained to them, I said, the fact that you didn't know the Father's name doesn't take away at all from the person you were worshiping. Because they were worshiping the Elohim of Israel. And they were worshiping Yeshua as their Messiah, the person in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I think sometimes people go fanatic with the sacred name movement, and it really does more harm than good. It really does. Because the Father's name is Yahweh and the Son is Yeshua, that's a fact. But to try to tell people that their whole life they're worshiping a pagan deity, when they're reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the same thing we're reading, it's just incorrect. It's absolutely incorrect. But again, to know someone in a personal way, and I ask the question, how many people do you have a personal relationship that you don't know their personal name? Is there anybody? Probably none. And the name of this message I'm going to give today is called, Are You Really Reading Your Bible? Because what I want to show you today, dogmatically, is you cannot read your Bible if you're not using the sacred name. It's impossible to read your Bible if you're not using the sacred name. I want to start in Deuteronomy 4. Deuteronomy 4 and verse 1 and 2 and says, Now Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh the Elohim of your fathers is giving to you. You shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take from it to keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim which I command you. You're not to add to the word of Yahweh or take away from it, or you're cursed. We'll even go farther. Revelation 22:18. Revelation 22:18 and 19. For I testify together with everyone hearing the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to these things, Elohim will add upon him the plagues having been written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim will take away his part from the book of life and out of the holy city and the things which haven't been written. This is serious. So not only are you cursed when you change the word of Yahweh, you are literally taken out of the book of life. And yet whoever, English is only a modern language. And some people try to think, they think the King James Bible is the only Bible. You can't use anything. It's a joke. Where are these people coming from? English is a modern language. And they think literally Yeshua was speaking English 2,000 years ago. And again, it's ignorance. And I don't say that to mock. It just, ignorance only means lacking in knowledge. And they're lacking in knowledge. Yeshua spoke Hebrew. Yeshua spoke Aramaic. He did not speak English. And if you take the personal name of Yahweh, which is 7,000 times in Scripture, and when you're doing a translation, you take out Yahweh and you put in L-O-R-D or G-O-D, you are changing Scripture. Because when you're reading your Bible, it does not say L-O-R-D. It's not in there. And 7,000 times. 7,000 times. The person who translated your English Bible took the personal name of our deity out and put in another name. That is not his personal name, and we're going to prove it today. It just isn't. So for you to say, well, that's the way our fathers did it, that's the way our forefathers did it, and what does it tell us in the New Testament? You know, in times past, Yahweh winked at our ignorances, but now he commands every man everywhere to repent. And it is not to condemnation. It is to restoration that he's restored his name today. That's the point. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to restore. I'm here to show you something, an important element of your prayer life has been lost. An important element of healings, an important element of praying, an important element of reading Scripture has been totally lost. Because I'm telling you, when you read G-O-D or L-O-R-D, you are changing Scripture. And I have the original Hebrew right here. Whoops. This book here is the original Hebrew manuscripts, the Masoretic text. It's the oldest vowel-pointed text that they have on record. And I'll prove to you, I'll show you. Every single time that it has the name of the Father, it is Yod, He, Vav, He. And I'm not here to argue with people how to pronounce or this and that. You know, you study it, you do whatever. What I'm here to show you is that which is called the Tetragrammaton, four letters, is the Father's name. Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people here, and praise the Father, he's given me a pretty good memory. And I know just about everybody's name in this room, and I didn't just a week ago. But if you've been talking to me, and especially if you knew me from last year or the year before, and you know, and you knew me and you say hello, what if I came up to you and called you by your wrong name? What if I said, you know, hi, Elaine. Well, my name's Madeline. You know, Marilyn. How would you feel? Do you think it wouldn't affect you even in the least? Do you think you'd be like, yeah, no, call me whatever you want? No, of course not. Because our names mean something. They have meaning to them. Let me find my notes now. The same way in Scripture, and like I said, Hebrew is an ancient language. That originally was 22 characters, and there's not a word in Hebrew that doesn't have a meaning. And you're finding that out as we're going to places. We went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And what does that mean? Olive oil press. Everywhere you go here in Israel, you will find that the name of what you're seeing has something to do with its meaning. I'll just go over a few names here. Eliyahu. You know, Elijah means Yahweh is my El. Ben-Yamin means son of my right hand or son of my strength. Daniel means El is my judge. And Yahshua, Yahweh's salvation. What does it say in Matthew? He will save his people from their sins. That's exactly what the name Yeshua means. The name Jesus does not mean that. Grammatically speaking, I'm not talking here religion. I'm saying grammatically speaking, the name Jesus is a hybrid name that does not mean he will save his people from their sins. So again, when you read it and it says this name, whatever he's called, means he will save his people from their sins. And logically speaking, we're in the land of Israel. You're in the city of the great king. You know? We're not in Greece. We're not in Athens. We don't have a Greek savior. We have a Hebrew savior who came for the 12 tribes of Israel to save them. So just logically, just think to yourself about this. Like I said, in Scripture, and I'm going to show you this dogmatically today, 7,000 times the personal name of the name above all names, the name that was so sacred, and you're going to see, it wasn't on the schedule, but on Sunday, we are going to the Shrine of the Book. You will see the original Dead Sea Scrolls. And you will see in the Isaiah scroll that so sacred was this name of the Heavenly Father that they would not even change it from the ancient Paleo-Hebrew, this here is Yahweh in Paleo-Hebrew, to the modern block Hebrew. After the Babylonian captivity, it's the same letters, but they were changed into block form. And it was so sacred to them that they wouldn't even change it from this into the block. You will see the book of Isaiah written in block Hebrew, and when it comes to the sacred name, they leave it there. And I want to know, what man had the audacity to take the personal name of our Heavenly Father and say, this ain't important, and throw it out the window? What man? And everyone who reads their Bible and exchanges that name for Lord or God, you are following in His footsteps. Because it's not there. It's not what was written. It's not what was uttered out of our Father's mouth. A man who had an axe to grind. And if you look at the King James, they were Sunday keepers. They were keeping all these things. You know, they had some kind of theology behind their translations. And that's why I don't like translations. That's why I read from the interlinear. I want to go back to the original. You know, that's why I'm learning Hebrew. That's why I don't know Greek that well, but I'm trying to learn Aramaic also. Because I want to go to the original. I want to know what Yahweh said. I don't want to know what some Sunday-keeping Christmas person told me about Him.
Right.
I don't want to know it. So very clearly. Somehow we're to believe the name above all names, the highest name, the name that created every other name, means absolutely nothing. I will prove today you cannot read your Bible without saying the sacred name of Yahweh. Because if you do, you're going to have to not change one word like we saw here. You're going to have to change 7,000 words. 7,000 times you are going to have to change the original Hebrew to read your Bible. And what does it say if you do that? This says if you just change one word, you are blotted out of the book of life. It's a scary thing and it's an important thing. It's like taking a 300-page book, ripping 250 pages out, and thinking you're going to get the meaning. It's impossible, because there is so much meaning in the Father's name. So much meaning. Like I said, names are transliterated. They are not translated. If you're turning on your TV, turn on Hebrew or turn on Arabic or whatever, and you're like, George Bush, Saddam Hussein. It is the same name. Names are transliterated. They may have a phonetic difference from language to language, but the name stays the same. Personal names are not translated. So you would not translate the personal name of Yahweh into the name God or the name Lord, because personal names are not translated. You could have phonetic difference, but they're not translated. And like I said, you'll see, any language you go in, your name would be the same. And just like when I was in Uganda, and I don't know their language, it sounds a little odd, but every language does, but then I hear, Don, Brother Don, you know, and that's the way it is. Because names are transliterated, they are not translated. Interesting enough, the name Satan, Hans HaSatan, is the same in every language. Nobody doubts that anywhere you go. So in his world, he is the God of this world. His name hasn't been changed or lost. Yet the Father's name. And to be honest with you, I'll say this now. I believe the Father purposely has allowed the hiding of His name for a reason. Because the third commandment says, whoever takes the name of Yahweh in vain will not be held guiltless. And we hear every day out here people cursing, using, you know, the name Jesus Christ or, you know, the name God, which is not His personal name. And it is a blessing that the Father has hid His name from the world, the people that don't know Him. What does it say in Romans 11:32? He's kept them all in unbelief that He may have mercy upon them all. And He's blessed them not to know His name, because they'd be blaspheming it every day. But for His people, and I'll read it later, it's a prophecy in the end time that He would restore His name to His people, and His people would be excited about His name. How excited am I? You know, that He's revealed this, and wow, He's allowed me to know what His personal name is. And you may think it's just a simple thing, and I can't figure it out, but I'm telling you, there are people who are covenant people, who keep the Sabbath, who keep the holy days, and they are so against the personal name of our Heavenly Father. And I can't figure it out, because it's 7,000 times in Scripture. And they will lie to their congregations, they will manipulate it, and they totally deceived them. Totally. That's why I'm more than happy to stand here with somebody who says the sacred name is not important, and we'll go jaw for jaw and let the people decide. Because they're lying to their congregations when they say it's not important. And I wouldn't want to be them on Judgment Day. Be not many teachers, for your condemnation is greater. And you're taking the greatest name, the only name that's eternal, and saying, it's not important? Wow, what audacity for a man to say something like that. Let's go to Exodus 3:15. Exodus 3:15. And we'll see exactly what, out of the Father's own mouth, His living breath, you know, like He says, He breathed life into man. Everything of Him, His breath is life. We'll see what He said His name is forever. Exodus 3:15. And Elohim said to Moses again, you shall say this to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial from generation to generation. What's so hard about that? You know, I said this in Uganda. If I come and say my name is Don, what is so hard to accept that? Have you ever had a person in your life that you met and said, my name is so-and-so, and they said, I just can't accept that. I want to call you this. It's never happened. It's illogical. So why, when he says, this is my name forever, why do we doubt it? Because of conditioning. Because we're conditioned to doubt it. Because our whole life, people in religion have doubted it. Because they don't want to know who the Creator is. But right here, He tells us who He is. Now, some people will say, well, you know something, okay, I know Yahweh is His name, blah, blah. But God is just a translation. No, it's not. At best, God is an English generic title. And at worst, what I'm going to prove, it possibly could be the personal name of a pagan deity. We're going to get into that in a little bit. But I will definitely prove from this one scripture, without a doubt, it is not a personal name. If we go just a couple of scriptures before that. Exodus 3:13. And Moses said to Elohim, behold, I shall come to the sons of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they will say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? He's coming to the children of Israel, and he's saying, God has sent me to you. And the children of Israel's answer is, what is his name? Apparently, God is not a personal name. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure that out. It is not a personal name. Anybody that tells you that God is a translation of Yahweh is either mistaken or outrightly lying. But he is not correct. God is not a translation of Yahweh. And people that say, oh, well, we don't know how to say it or this, and I say, hey, then just use Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Very simple. If you're not sure, use the four letters. We know for sure about the four letters. But I'll tell you one thing. And the Jewish people, they have a lot of their rabbinical things that we don't agree with. But one thing is, remember, the oracles of Yahweh were given to Judah. So there was never that break with Judah where they were in captivity and didn't have the oracles of the Torah. Or we wouldn't have it today. And I can tell you firsthand, the Jews have never lost the sacred name. Because the high priest went from priest to priest and he pronounced it every year and he would give it to the next priest. They don't say it, but they haven't lost it. And one time a year, on the Day of Atonement, this is what the rabbis came up with. It's not biblical, but this is what they come up with. That one day a year, they're allowed to pronounce it. And you can go on Yom Kippur to the Wailing Wall, and you will hear them crying out, Yahweh! Yahweh! Over and over and over again. There's no doubt to them what the sacred name is. Now, when you talk to them, they'll tell you the sacred name is Jehovah. They'll tell you it's everything, because they don't want you to know it. Because they feel if you pronounce it, that that's the worst blasphemy in the world. But like I said, anyone can go down there, and I've done it myself, go at the end of Yom Kippur, and you will hear how Judaism says to pronounce the name. And for my studies, it's a whole different study. And here, it's not to try to convince you to say it a certain way. It's to prove to you, you cannot read your Bible without using it. And if you study it yourself, if you feel it's this way or that way, or this silver, that's up to you to study. But you can't do it. What I want to do now is, I'm going to go for maybe 20 minutes, a half an hour, as long as it takes me. And I am just going to read scripture. I want to prove a point to you. So I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to say anything. I am just going to say the scripture and read it off. And, you know, you could write the scriptures down. Don't turn there because I don't have time to wait for you to turn to them. You can read them later. But I am going to take about 20 minutes to a half an hour to prove to you you cannot read your Bible if you don't use the sacred name. I'm going to start in Exodus 3:15. And Elohim said to Moses again, "You shall say this to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial from generation to generation." Exodus 6:1-6. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh, for he will send them away with a strong hand. Yea, he will drive them out from his land with a strong hand." And Elohim said to Moses, and Elohim spoke to Moses and said, "I am Yahweh. And I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and Jacob as El Shaddai. And by my name, Yahweh, I have not been known to them. And I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their travels in which they abode. And I also have heard the groanings of the sons of Israel, whom the Egyptians are enslaving. And I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the sons of Israel, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the burdens of Egypt, and will deliver you from their slavery. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and great judgments." Exodus 9:15-16. "For now I have sent forth my hand and have stricken you and your people with pestilence, and you have been destroyed from the earth. And for this reason I have made you stand in order to cause you to see my power and in order to declare my name in all the land." Deuteronomy 28:58. If you will not take heed to do all the words of this Torah written in this book, to fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your Elohim. To fear this glorious and fearful name, Yahweh your Elohim. Isaiah 12:1-6. "And in that day you shall say, O Yahweh, I will thank you. Though you were angry with me, turn away your anger, and you shall comfort me. Behold, Elohim is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For my strength and my song is Yahweh. Yea, he has become my salvation. And you shall draw waters out of the wells of salvation with joy. And in that day you shall say, Praise Yahweh. Call on his name. Declare his doings among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Sing to Yahweh, for he has done majestically. He is known in all the earth. Cry and shout, O dweller of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in your midst." Isaiah 29:22-24. "So Yahweh says this, he who redeemed Abraham, as to the house of Jacob, Jacob shall not be ashamed now, nor shall his face become pale. But when he sees his children in his midst, the work of my hands, they shall sanctify my name. They shall sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and shall fear the Elohim of Israel. Those who erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and those who murmured shall learn the instruction." Isaiah 42:8. "I am Yahweh, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images." Isaiah 47:4. "Our Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, is his name, the Holy One of Israel." Isaiah 48:1-2, and then 9-11. "Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel and have come out from the waters of Judah, who swear by Yahweh's name and profess by the Elohim of Israel, not in truth or in righteousness. For they are called of the holy city and rest themselves in the Elohim of Israel. Yahweh of hosts is his name. For my name's sake, I will put off my anger and I will praise, I will hold back for you so as not to cut you off. Behold, I have refined you not with silver. I have chosen you in the furnace of affliction. For my sake, I will act, for how is it defiled? And I will not give my glory to another." Isaiah 50:9-10. "Behold, Yahweh will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Behold, like a garment they shall wear out, the moth shall feed them. Who among you fears Yahweh, obeying the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and no light is in him? Let him trust in the name of Yahweh and lean on his Elohim." Isaiah 52, 5 and 6. So then, what is to me here, declares Yahweh? For my people is taken for nothing. Those ruling howl, declares Yahweh. And my name is continuously despised every day. So my people shall know my name in that day. For I am he speaking. Behold me, Yahweh. Isaiah 54 and verse 5. For your maker is your husband, Yahweh of hosts is his name. And your redeemer is the Holy One of Israel. He is called the Elohim of all the earth. Isaiah 56, 4 through 6. For so says Yahweh to the eunuchs who keep the Sabbath and choose things I am pleased with and take hold of my covenant. I will give to them in my house and in my walls a hand and a name better than sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off. And the sons of the Elohim who join themselves on Yahweh to serve him and love the name of Yahweh to be his servants. Everyone who keeps from defiling the Sabbath and takes hold of my covenant. Psalm 5, 11 and 12. But let all who put their trust in you rejoice. Let them shout for joy forever because you cover them. And let those who love your name be joyful in you. For you, O Yahweh, will bless the righteous. You will surround him with favor as with a shield. Psalm 7, verse 17. I will thank Yahweh according to his righteousness, and I will praise the name of Yahweh most high. Psalm 9, 1 and 2, and 9 and 11. I will thank you, O Yahweh, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful acts. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will praise your name most high. Yahweh also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of distress. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Yahweh, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to Yahweh, who dwells in Zion. Declare his deeds among the nations. Psalm 34, 1 through 4. I will bless Yahweh at all times. His praise shall always be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in Yahweh. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify Yahweh with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Yahweh, and he answered me, and he delivered me out from all my fear. Psalm 54, 4 through 6. Behold, Elohim is my helper. Yahweh is with those who uphold my soul. He shall reward evil to my enemies, cut them off in your truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O Yahweh, for it is good. Psalm 61 and verse 8. So I will sing praise to your name forever, so that I may pay my vows day by day. Psalm 66, 1 through 4. To the chief musician, a song, a psalm. Make a joyful noise to Elohim, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Give glory to his praise. Say to Elohim, how much to be feared are your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies pretend obedience to you. All the earth shall worship you, and they shall sing to you. They shall praise your name. Salah. Psalm 69. 30 and then verse 34 through 36. I will praise Yahweh's name in a song, and I will magnify him with thanks. Let the heavens and the earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves in them. For Elohim will save Zion, and he will build the cities of Judah, and they shall live there and possess it, and his servant's seed shall inherit, and they who love his name shall dwell in it. Psalm 72. 17 through 20. His name shall be forever. His name shall continue before the sun. And they shall bless themselves by him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed is Yahweh Elohim, the Elohim of Israel, who alone does wonderful things. And blessed is his glorious name forever. And the whole earth is filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, have ended. Psalm 76, 1 and 2. Elohim is known in Judah. His name is great in Israel. And his abode is in Salam, Yerushalayim, and his dwelling place in Zion. Psalm 83, 16 through 18. Fill their faces with shame, and they will seek your name, O Yahweh. Let them be ashamed and afraid forever. Yea, let them be confounded and perish. And let them know your name is Yahweh, that you alone are the Most High over all the earth. Psalm 86, 8 through 12. None among the gods is like you, O Yahweh, and none are like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you. Yea, Yahweh, they shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wonderful things. You alone are Elohim. Teach me your ways, O Yahweh. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. With all my heart I will thank you, Yahweh, my Elohim. And I will glorify your name forevermore. Psalm 91, 14 through 16. Psalm 91, 14 through 16. Because he has set his love on me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in distress. I will rescue him and honor him. I will satisfy him with length of days and make him see my salvation. In Hebrew, Yeshua. John 6 and verse 27. Do not labor for the good, for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For Yahweh the Father has sealed this one. Revelation 14 and verse 1. And I saw and behold a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him were 144,000, with the name of his Father, Yahweh, having been written on their foreheads. Psalm 96, 1 through 8. Oh, sing to Yahweh a new song. Sing to Yahweh, all the earth. Sing to Yahweh, bless his name. Bear news of his salvation, Yeshua, day by day. Tell of his glory among the nations, his wonders among the people. For Yahweh is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all Elohim. For all the gods of the people are idols, but Yahweh made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give to Yahweh, O families of the people. Give to Yahweh glory and might. Give to Yahweh the glory due his name. Lift up an offering and come into his courts. Psalm 99, 1 through 6. Yahweh reigns, let the people tremble. He sits between the cherubs, let the earth quake. Yahweh is great in Zion, and he is high above the people. They shall thank your great and fearful name. It is holy, set apart. The king's strength also loves judgment. You establish uprightness. You work judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt Yahweh our Elohim and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called to Yahweh, and he answered them. Psalm 102, verse 12 through 22. But you, O Yahweh, shall dwell forever in your memory to generation, generation. You shall arise, have mercy on Zion, for the time to pity her, the appointed time has come. For your servants take pleasure in its stones, and pity its dust. Wow, do we see that? So nations shall fear the name of Yahweh, and all the kings of the earth your glory. When Yahweh shall build up Zion, he shall be seen in his glory. He will turn to the prayer of the destitute and will not despise their prayer. This shall be written for the last generation, and the people to be created shall praise Yahweh. For he has looked down from the height of his sanctuary. Yahweh looked from heaven to the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to set free the sons of death, to declare the name of Yahweh in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the people and the kingdoms are gathered together to serve Yahweh. Psalm 105, 1 through 5. Oh, give thanks to Yahweh. Call on his name. Make his deeds known among the people. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell of all his wonders. Glory in his holy set apart name. Let the heart of those who seek Yahweh rejoice. Seek Yahweh and his strength. Seek his face without seeking. Remember his wonders that he has done, his miracles, and the judgments of his mouth. Psalm 106, 47 to 48. Save us, O Yahweh, our Elohim, and gather us from the nations to give thanks to your holy name, your set-apart name, to exalting your praise. Blessed is Yahweh, Elohim of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen, praise Yahweh. Psalm 113, 1 through 4. Praise Yahweh. Praise those servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed is the name of Yahweh from now on and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to its going, Yahweh's name is to be praised. Yahweh is high above the nations, His glory above the heavens. Psalm 118, 1 through 14. Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, because His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say that His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say now that His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear Yahweh say now that His mercy endures forever. I called Yahweh from the distress. He answered me in the large place of Yahweh. Yahweh is for me, I will not fear. What can man do? Yahweh is for me among those who help me, and I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to trust in man. It is better to trust in Yahweh than to trust in nobles. All the nations surround me, but surely I will destroy them in the name of Yahweh. They surround me, yea, they surround me. I surely will destroy them in the name of Yahweh. They surround me like bees. They are quenched like the fire of thorns. For surely I will cut them off in the name of Yahweh. Pushing you push me to fall, but Yahweh helped me. Yahweh is my strength and my song, and He is Yeshua. Amen. Psalm 135, 1 through 5, 12 and 13, 19 to 21. Praise Yahweh, praise the name of Yahweh. Sing praise, servants of Yahweh. Those who stand in the house of Yahweh, in the courts of the house of our Elohim, praise Elohim, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises to His name, for it is delightful. For Yahweh has chosen Jacob to Himself, Israel for His special treasure. 135 and verse 5. For I know that Yahweh is great, and our Yah is above all Elohim. And He gave their land as an inheritance to His people Israel. O Yahweh, Your name endures forever. O Yahweh, Your memorial is from generation to generation. 135:19. Bless Yahweh, O house of Israel. Bless Yahweh, O house of Aaron. Bless Yahweh, O house of Levi. You who fear Yahweh, bless Yahweh. Blessed be Yahweh out of Zion, He who dwells at Jerusalem. Bless Yahweh. Psalm 138, verse 2 through verse 5. I will worship toward Your holy temple and give thanks to Your name for Your mercy and for Your truth. For You have magnified Your word above all Your name. You answered me in the day I cried. You emboldened me in my soul with strength. All the kings of the earth shall say, O Yahweh, because they have heard the words of Your mouth. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of Yahweh, for the glory of Yahweh is great. Psalm 140, 11 through 13. Do not let a man of tongue be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man, thrust upon thrust. I know that Yahweh will maintain the cause of the afflicted, the justice of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks to Your name. The upright shall dwell in Your presence. Psalm 145, 1 through 6, and then 20 and 21. I will exalt You, my Elohim, O King, and bless Your name forever and ever. I will bless You every day, and I will praise Your name forever and ever. Yahweh is great, and to be greatly praised, and His greatness there is no finding out. Generation to generation shall praise Your works, and shall declare Your mighty acts. I will muse on the glorious honor of Your majesty, and the things of Your wonderful works, and they shall speak of the might of Your awesome works, and I will declare Your greatness. Yahweh watches over all those who love Him, but He destroys all the wicked. My mouth shall speak the praise of Yahweh, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever. Psalm 145, verse 5, Psalm 148, verse 5 and 13 and 14. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for He commanded and they were created. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for His name alone is exalted. His glory is above and in the heavens. I missed a word here. Psalm 148:14. He also lifts up the horn of His people, the praise of all the saints, the sons of Israel, a people near to Him. Praise Yahweh. Psalm 149, 1 through 6, and verse 9. Praise Yahweh. Sing to Yahweh a new song. His praise is in the assembly of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in his Maker. Let the sons of Zion be joyful in their King. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praise to Him in the timbrel and lyre. For Yahweh takes pleasure in His people. He beautifies the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the exaltation of Elohim be in their throats and a two-edged sword in their hand. To execute on them the judgment written, this is an honor for all the saints. Praise Yahweh. 1 Chronicles 16, 34 through 36. Give thanks to Yahweh, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. And say, O save us, Elohim of Yeshua, and gather us and deliver us from the nations, that we may give thanks to Your holy set-apart name, that we may glory in Your praise. Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, from everlasting even to everlasting. And all the people said, Amen, and gave praise to Yahweh. 1 Chronicles 29, 11 through 13. To you, O Yahweh, be the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all the heavens and in the earth belongs to you, O Yahweh. Yours is the kingdom, and you lift up yourself to all its head. And riches and honor come from before you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it is in your hand to make great and to give strength to all. And now, our Elohim, we are giving thanks to you and giving praise to your glorious name. 2 Chronicles 6, 5 through 11. From the day I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have not chosen a city out of any of the tribes of Israel to build a house for my name to be there. And I have not chosen a man to be leader over my people Israel. But I have chosen Jerusalem for my name to be there. And I have chosen David to be king over my people there. And it was in the heart of my father to build a house for the name of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And Yahweh said to my father David, because it has been in your heart to build a house for my name, you have done well that it has been in your heart. But you shall not build a house for your son who comes forth out of your loins. He shall build a house for my name. And Yahweh has lifted up his word that was spoken, and I have risen up in the place of my father David and sit on the throne of Israel as Yahweh spoke. And I have built the house for the name of Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And I have placed the ark there where the covenant of Yahweh is that he made with the sons of Israel. Joel 2, 26 and 27. You shall eat fully and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of Yahweh, your Elohim, who dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall not be ashamed forever. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh, your Elohim, and there is no other. And my people shall not be ashamed forever. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, there is no other. Hebrews 13, 15. Then through him let us offer up a sacrifice of praise to Yahweh always. That is the fruit of the lips confessing to his name. Matthew 6 and verse 9, asking how they should pray. So then you should pray this way. Our Father, Yahweh, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Amos 4, verse 12 and 13. Amos 4, 12 and 13. So I will do this to you, O Israel. Because of this, that I will do to you, prepare to meet your Elohim, O Israel. For behold, he who forms mountains and creates the wind and declares to man what his thought is, he who makes the dawn darkness and treads on the high places of the earth, Yahweh, the Elohim of hosts, is his name. Amos 9, 5 and 6. And Yahweh of hosts is he who touches the earth so that it melts and all dwelling in it shall mourn. And all of it will rise up like the Nile and sink down like the Nile of Egypt. It is he who builds his staircase in the heavens and his firmament he has founded, binding the heavens over the earth. He who calls for the sea waters and pours them out on the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Jeremiah 16, 19 through 21. O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction, the nations shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and there is no profit in them. Can a man make gods to himself? But they are not Elohim. And behold, I will make them know this time, this one time, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh. Amen. Jeremiah 23, 26 and 27. How long is this in the heart of the prophets of lies, yea, the prophets of the deceit of their own heart? They plot to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams which they tell, each one to his neighbor, even as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. Proverbs 30, verse 4. And when I was in Uganda, this is the scripture that I started the sermon with. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fist? Who has bound the waters in his garment? Who has made all the ends of the earth to rise. What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. And I think now you do know.
Yeah.
You know, Exodus 3:15, and Yahweh said to Moses again, you shall say this to the sons of Israel, Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial from generation to generation. Now, I said in the beginning, I'm going to prove to you, it's impossible to read your Bible without using the sacred name. What I just read to you in the some odd 20-25 minutes was 0.1% of the scriptures about Yahweh in the Bible. I read about 70 scriptures. There's 7,000. I read 0.1%. And look how powerful that was. 0.1%. And everyone, my name is Yahweh, my name is Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Bless the name of Yahweh. What about this is so hard? What about this is so hard? And I am telling you, people out there, these evil teachers that hate the name of Yahweh, that change his name for Baal, that are telling their congregations it's not important, they are not going to be blessed. They're not going to be blessed. Because clearly, if you read Scripture, you cannot read Scripture if you exchange his name. You cannot. You would have to change the Bible more than 7,000 times. And like I said, just reading this myself, how it's I'm feeling in my spirit. And it's 0.1%. Not 1%. 0.1% of the scriptures telling us of his glory and his power and what he is. What have we lost by throwing the name of our Father aside? What have we lost in our worship? The commandment is to praise the name of Yahweh.
Amen.
I was a Torah observant believer. I kept the Sabbath for 12 years and never ever heard the name of Yahweh. Yahweh winked in times past at our ignorances, but in this day he's calling men everywhere to repent. He is reviving his name to his people because he is calling us in a personal way.
Not including the name of Yeshua.
Yeah.
Just the name of Yahweh 7,000 times.
Exactly. Just the name of Yahweh, not even including how many times the name of Yeshua. Not even including the New Testament. This is just from the Tanakh. Now, if we look at Exodus 20, let's go to the commandment. Exodus 20, verse 7. Because I want to show you, if you're using the name G-O-D, the name God, there may be a little bit more about this than just using a title from replacing the personal name. Exodus 20 verse 7 says, you shall not take the name of Yahweh your Elohim in vain, for Yahweh will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. I said, it's probably a blessing to the world that the Father held back his name from these people who blaspheme his name every day. But what does that mean, to take his name in vain? If you look that up in the Hebrew, it means to change, to falsify, or to make common. To change, to falsify, or make common. Clearly, his name is Yahweh. We proved that. So any name you're putting in, I don't care what it is, you are changing it. You are changing it and falsifying it. And if you're only using a title, whether it's Adonai or whatever, even if it's a good title, our Father has many titles. And we can refer to him as our healer and our, you know, master and all these things, our provider. But he has a personal name. And when you change his personal name for a title, you are making his name common. Because I'm a man, but I don't think anyone would just refer to me and say, hey man, hey man. And part of that commandment is not to make his name common. And I've told this story many times, right over across at the hostel where I met Brother Jeff, when I cast the demon out of the man. And I said, I come in the name of God. You know, I come in the name of Yeshua, the Son of God. And the demon said, which one? Which one? And that was the day I said to Petra, I'm using Yahweh exclusively. Because when I cast him out in the name of Yahweh, you had to see that demon get scared. You had to see that demon fly. And I'm telling you, this thing was gruesome. It had green foam coming from its mouth. Red dots in its eyes peering down. There were people that I was talking to that day that were atheists. And as this was going on, they were on their hands and knees and praying. And for 2 weeks, that hostel, that was the only thing they talked about in that hostel. was Yahweh in what he was doing. So clearly, if we change, if we falsify, or we make common the name, we are breaking the third commandment. That's just what it says, taking it for what it says. Now, here's another thing that's very interesting, though. We said that names are transliterated. They're not translated. Okay? Is God a title for our deity? Now, some things are very suspect to me. Okay? And when I see certain things like the name Jesus, Jesus in the Greek is the son of Zeus.
That's right.
And it's like, okay. Now, there's different pronunciations, and it's Zeus, not Zeus, and some people say this is incorrect. So I'm going to leave that little bit out, that maybe it's not the son of Zeus. But you know what? It's a little too close for my liking. And I know his name's Yeshua.
That's right.
So why would I use a Greek name when I know he's a Hebrew savior and a Hebrew name? And I say the other thing is, tell me any name or any word in any language where the rule is you transliterate it into one language before your language.
No.
If today, if we were going to say the word for bread in Hebrew, lechem. So if I was going to teach you how to say bread in Hebrew and you speak English, would I translate it into Greek first and then into English? You don't do that with any, there's no rule in any language to do that. So why would we transliterate the name Yeshua into Greek to translate into English? And it's very easily to prove. The transliteration of Yahshua from Hebrew is Joshua in English.
That's right.
Now granted, there was no letter J in the ancient language, so we know his name wasn't Joshua, it's Yahshua. But Joshua is a transliteration. But Jesus is not the transliteration of Yeshua. It's just not. It's a hybrid name. But the name God is in our Bible once. It's in Isaiah 65. And let me read you where the name God is in our Bible. It says, "But you are those who forsake Yahweh, who forget my holy mountain, who array a table for God, and who fill mixed wine for many." You array a table for God. 65:11. Isaiah 65:11. "You who forget my name Yahweh and array a table for God." And God is the personal name of a Babylonian deity. That's just the facts. I'm not judging anybody's heart. But the fact is, and you could look in any encyclopedia, the name God is the personal name of a Babylonian. Not a title. It's the personal name of a Babylonian deity. Now knowing that Revelation 12:9, the whole earth has been deceived, right? Satan has deceived the whole world. Aren't we at the point that we should be a little suspect of these things? Now again, you may have innocently used the name God for many years. But once I found out it was the personal name of a Babylonian deity, do I want to pray to God? The personal name of a Babylonian deity. Let me show you a couple more scriptures. Exodus 23. Can we hold it to the end? Because we're actually on live video. Exodus 23:13. It says, "And be watchful in all that I have said to you, and you shall not mention another Elohim by name. It shall not be heard from your mouth." And some people, even when they're reading scripture, they won't say the name Baal, but that's not what this means. In the Hebrew, what this means is when it says that another deity shall not be mentioned from your mouth, it means making a vow to them. So when you're praying, and instead of praying to Yahweh, you're praying to God, you are praying to the personal name of another deity. Because nowhere in Scripture ever, and I challenge the person to show me, nowhere in Scripture is the deity that we worship, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, ever called God. He's called Yahweh. So when you're praying to God, you are breaking this commandment. You are praying to the personal name of a pagan, and you might be doing it in ignorance, and that's fine. The Arabs do a lot of things in ignorance. The Catholics do. All I'm giving you today is the facts. I'm not judging anybody's hearts. Like I said, ours is not the ministry of condemnation. It's the ministry of reconciliation. And it's a fact that the name God is the personal name of a pagan deity. And when you're praying or praising the name of God, you are giving praise to another. I am Yahweh. There is none else beside me. I will not give my glory to another. So think about it. When you pray and when you praise and when you sing, if you use the name God, you are doing it to another deity. That's just a fact. It's a fact. And I see people that know this and still use it. I see people that compromise. And they say, well, this and that. You are clearly going against something that is so clear in Scripture, I don't know what else to say. There is no reason when you know this why you should not be praying to the only name above all names, Yahweh Elohim. Now let's go to one other Scripture here. Exodus 22 and verse 20. Look what it says. One sacrificing to a god shall be destroyed unless it is only to Yahweh. Like I said, we're not getting into real deep rocket scientists. His name is Yahweh. I will not give my glory to another. And I know, I'm telling you, the ones who make this the most difficult are the sacred namers. The fanatical sacred namers that are in condemnation of people, that want you to only use Hebrew, only use this, that every word you use they're telling you is pagan, and they're taking away, not adding to, bringing people to the sacred name. And praise the Father, He has blessed me to bring His name to thousands of people. And David can tell you, we cried when I realized that He blessed me to bring His name to a nation. To Uganda. And that was the most honored thing that I had. And I didn't plan on doing it. Because these people were starting from here. But He said, before you tell them what I say, you tell them who I am. My name is Yahweh. I will not give my glory to another. So very interesting. Now, let's think of it now from a logical standpoint. If a Buddhist, someone meets a Buddhist out here and says, hey, guess what? We met this Buddhist and he's starting to believe like us. And he's going to keep Shabbat. And he's coming in here. And we come in and we say, brother, great, you know, you're keeping Shabbat, you believe in the Torah. If he came up here to do the prayer and prayed in the name of Buddha, would any of us accept that? Let's see a hand. Does anyone think that's okay? When the Arabs pray in the name of Allah, do we think that's Yahweh?
No.
So why? Why then would we think God, the Babylonian deity, is okay to use? Why is Buddha not okay? Why is Allah not okay? But God is okay. Only because of conditioning. Because we've been conditioned like this, and that's the way other people use. That's the only reason. There is no functional answer to why you would use the personal name of a Babylonian deity to call our Creator, when He clearly tells us what His name is. There's just not. Except for the fact, and that's what people say to me, well, you know, people don't, they won't understand if I use this name. Well, you know what? Explain it to them. Explain it to them, and then use it. But you are not doing someone justice by using an incorrect name when our Father says it's sin and actually could even be taking you out of the book of life. I didn't say that. That's what it said. Anyone who changes one word of the Scripture, his name will be removed from the book of life. So this isn't just a little tidbit of something. This is something. This is a doorway. Like the Sabbath is a doorway to so many things. This is a doorway to many things. It's so important. And again, I'm not saying get fanatical. You know, I've heard people say, oh, I hope you're not one of these Yahweh only people. I said, well, I don't know what that means, but I know his name is Yahweh only. You know, and there's some books out there that have some good information, but they get into all these things, and if you say this, you say that, this is pagan, this word's pagan, and a lot of what they're saying is incorrect. Because there's words that are translated from language to language. That it's the translation. Like in Hebrew, everyone knows what the name Shem is. They say Hashem, the Jewish people. Shem means name, right? Mm-hmm. Well, in Italian, if you call someone a Shem, you would call them a jerk. But that's a translation. It's not a personal name. So we can't get into that, you know something? The word water in this language meant this 4,000 years ago. That's not what we're... These are the fanatics that are actually doing more harm than good to the sacred name movement. But personal names are transliterated. They're not translated. And our Father's name is Yahweh. It's that simple. That's what He tells us in Scripture. Like I said, if someone came in and used the word Buddha, if they used the word Allah, we wouldn't accept it. So why would we accept the name of the Babylonian deity? You've got to take the higher ground. Because the people who know this, like I said, it's the same way if I'm telling someone we shouldn't eat pork, you know, it's unscriptural, it's against our Father's will and faith, and then you go out there and say, well, you know, there was no other food, you'll never convince anybody. Double-mindedness, you know, James 1:8, the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Yes.
You know, that's the Laodicean, that's the one who's lukewarm. You know, this is the time Yahweh wants us to be fervent. He wants us to stand fast, and I'm telling you, And I don't say this to be proud, but I'm not going to compromise with him. I'm just not. When I know something to be true, we're going to stick to what it is. Romans 2:17, very interesting. We'll be ending up shortly, and then we could go into questions after we're done. Romans 2:17-24, and this is one of the reasons why Yahweh's name is being blasphemed around the world. Because remember, the oracles of Yahweh were given to our brother Judah to preserve for us. And overall, they did a pretty good job. You know, when Yeshua came in the first century, there was a Torah there because of our brother Judah, that they preserved it. But there's one part of the Torah they didn't preserve for us. Right after the Babylonian captivity, the Jewish people started to feel that the name of Yahweh was too sacred to say, and they stopped pronouncing it. And they started using titles and exchanging it. And one of the reasons I could prove to you Yeshua used the sacred name, because what did they accuse Yeshua of? Blasphemy. And what did they say his sentence would be? Death. If you look in the Talmud, only by blaspheming the sacred name of Yahweh could you get a death sentence. Any other blasphemy, you would just get beaten. Only by using the sacred name of Yahweh would it be the death sentence. And I could give you a lot more proof that Yeshua used the sacred name. I have a lot of it. But that's one point right there. But let's look in Romans what it says about Judah, what happened. He says, "Behold, you were called a Jew and rest in the Torah and boast in Elohim, and know the will and approve the things excelling, being instructed out of the Torah, and persuading yourself to be a guide of blind ones, a light to those in darkness." And they say that to us today. No. You're blind. You don't know nothing. You have to come and learn from the rabbis. He says, "An instructor of foolish ones, a teacher of infants, having the form of knowledge and the truth in the Torah. Then the one teaching another, do you not teach yourself? The one preaching not to steal, do you steal? The one saying not to commit adultery, do you commit adultery? The one detesting the idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the Torah, do you dishonor Elohim through transgression of the Torah? For the name of Yahweh is blasphemed among the nations through you, as it has been written. A son honors his father and his servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says Yahweh, opposed to you, O priest, who despise my name." Oh, I'm in another scripture. Sorry. Jumped a little ahead of myself. Yeah, I'll give you that scripture in a minute. But we see, the name of Yahweh is blasphemed among the nations through you, as it has been written. Romans 2:24. And his name is being blasphemed. And the world out there at large, and especially Christianity, is using the false name of a Babylonian deity because Judah, our brother, who was supposed to hand this down to us, never did. They kept it to themselves. And actually, they've even tried to hoodwink us to get the wrong name. They vowel pointed it incorrectly, specifically so people would read it incorrectly. That's where you get the name Jehovah from. You know, it's not a name in Hebrew. They took the vowels from Adonai, they mixed it in with Yahweh to create the word Jehovah. There's no letter J in Hebrew to begin with. It's a hybrid name, but it's not correct. Because just in case somebody found the records, they wanted them to pronounce it wrong. But let's look at Malachi 1:6. Let's look what he says to Judah who was doing this. He says, a son honors his father, and a servant his master. If then I am a father, where is my honor? And if I am a master, where is my fear? Says Yahweh, opposed to you, O priest, who despise my name. But you say, and what have we despised your name? Malachi, drop down to verse 11. For from the east to the west, my name shall be great among the nations, and everywhere incense shall be offered to my name, and a pure food offering, for my name shall be great among the nations, says Yahweh of hosts. Be cursed, but cursed be a deceiver, and there is a male in his flock, yet he knows it, but he sacrifices a blemished one to Yahweh. For I am a great king, says Yahweh of hosts, and my name is feared among the nations. So Judah is being rebuked over here. He's saying, if you fear me, then why don't you give honor to my name? It's not enough to fear someone. You have to know the one you're fearing. Let's go to Malachi 3. We'll be ending up here. Malachi 3, verse 16 and 18. Just go to a couple more scriptures. And this is exciting for me because the name that has been hidden by the Father for so long, now he's bringing it up in the end time. And look what he says. Then those fearing Yahweh, this is end time stuff, four little chapters of Malachi, all end time stuff. But those fearing Yahweh spoke together, each man to his neighbor. And Yahweh gave attention and heard. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those who feared Yahweh and for those esteeming his name. And they shall be mine, says Yahweh of hosts, for the day that I will make up my treasure, and I will pity them as a man has pity on his son who serves him. Then you shall again see the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between him who serves Yahweh and him who does not serve him. And this is exciting to see his people getting excited about it. And I'm going to tell you something, why I'm a marked man. And I don't know how many of you know back in America, but there's a lot of ministers and there's a lot of ministries that don't like me. And it's for this reason. Because they see I'm not trying to get a following. I'm not out there trying to draw people to me. I say the opposite. Don't follow me, follow your Bible.
Right.
But yet when they see this movement by Yahweh growing, when they see more people coming, when they see people coming to the truth, it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with Yahweh is calling his people back. But they fear because they don't know how to stop it. And what if I say the same thing Gamal would have said. And like I said, this transmission is going all over the world. And if anybody hears this that's against Yahweh's name or what he's doing, I say, just be careful, because you're not fighting me. You could be fighting the very creator of the universe. And I'm not convincing anybody of anything. And many people I meet never even met me or anything. They're all over the world. Something is happening.
Yeah.
People are coming to the name of our Heavenly Father. They're coming back to His covenant. They're coming back to Shabbat. And like I said, thousands and thousands never heard of me or heard of tape or nothing. So it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the Father. But these people, these evil pastors that are just out for money, that are trying to be hirelings and hold their flock, they fear this kind of message. Because they're afraid of their money being taken. Just like the organization I came out of, where the leader said, you know, he knew the sacred name and he denied it. And the reason why is he said it doesn't sell. Jehovah Witnesses have a booklet about the name, and they say the name is Yahweh. But they say we don't use it because people wouldn't understand what we were saying. But we see it. And again, one last scripture, Revelation 14. We read this before, but I'll read it again. We talked about there's a sealing coming in the end time. We talked about what that's going to entail. Revelation 3, I'm not going to go there, but to the Philadelphian, what does it say? The Philadelphian, the ones who were set apart, are the ones who did not deny His name. They did not deny His name. Revelation 14, the ones who were sealed. And I saw and behold the Lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with Him were 144,000 having the name of His Father having been written in their foreheads. Everybody wants to be the bride. Now it's funny, every time you talk to somebody, they're always in the good group. You know, no one ever comes to me and says, well, I'm the Laodicean, except for one guy I met one time. He said, you know something? I know I'm a Laodicean, but that's all right. He said, somebody's got to rile the troops when the Philadelphians are gone. Uh-oh. I don't know if I like that attitude. But everyone's always in the good group. And right here, we see whoever's in this group, and I don't know who it is, I don't claim to be one of them, but whoever is part of this elect, they have the name of their Father in the forehead. And like I said, it's a very simple thing. It's not that hard to figure out. All you have to do is get a Hebrew text, many of you have interlinears, and just look 7,000 times the name Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. And when it comes to that, just don't replace it. Just don't break the commandment. That's all you have to do, and then it's fine. You know, you don't have to join anything. You don't have to start into a movement. All you have to do is read Scripture for what it says. And like I say, just think to yourself, do you have a personal relationship with anybody that you don't know? Is there anybody that you consider a friend, you know, or that you know in a personal way that you don't know what their name is? How would you feel if your spouse, your boss, you know, your children just called you by a title? And I see it sometimes. Sometimes in military families, have you ever seen where the son will just call the father sir?
Mm-hmm.
And he'll never call him dad or whatever. And a lot of times in these circumstances, you'll see disciplined, but you won't see relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because, sure, there's nothing wrong with a child saying sir. We believe in that. But I'm saying if someone is a father, They're also daddy. When you look at when Yeshua cried out and he said, Abba. Abba doesn't mean father. Abba means daddy in the Aramaic. It's a term of endearment. And he was crying, daddy, daddy. Do we know him in a personal way? Well, Proverbs 30 and verse 4, you know, who has held the wind of his fist? Who is the one who created the world? Do you know his name and do you know his son's name? I thank the Heavenly Father that today I was able to share that name with you, that everyone now, tonight, when you go to sleep, when you pray, when you sing, when you exalt, all the things we're commanded to do, you can do it in the name above every name, the only name on heaven and earth which started everything, Yahweh Elohim.